The sixth verse. Those who follow the Apostle Prophet, the Ummi, whom they find written down with them in the Torah and the Evangel, who enjoins them good and forbids them evil, and makes lawful to them the good things, and makes unlawful to them impure things, and removes from them their burden, and the shackles which were upon them, so as for those who believe in him, and honor him, and help him, and follow the light which has been sent down with him, these, it is that are the successful. The Holy Quran 7:157. Allah Almighty, with reference to the virtues of the righteous people, for whom he has reserved his mercy, says, those who follow and obey the Prophet who did not read and write, or was the resident of Amal Qura, Meccan, find the mention of this Prophet and his attributes, and his messengership in Torah and Bible which are with them, who commands them to do good deeds, and prevents them from evils, and makes clean and pure things permitted for them, and makes bad and dirty things prohibited or haram, and decreases the burden of difficult matters which were on their heads or weight of heavy covenants, etc. So now only those people are successful, who trusted him, and gave respect to him, and helped him, and followed the light which has been sent down with this Prophet. Many commentators have said that, light means the Quran, and the Blessed Kolani, Rahmatullah Alayh, has quoted Imam Jafar Sa'adik, Alayhi Salam, that, here light means Amirul Mu'mineen, Alayhi Salam, and so also the infallible Imams. Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that, light means Amirul Mu'mineen. So, Allah took promise from his prophets about his prophet that, they will inform their people about the advent of the last prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and may help him. Thus, the prophets helped by word and gave their communities the covenant, and very soon, on the time of the second coming, Raja'at, the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all the messengers will return to this world, and will help the Hazrat. The Blessed Kolani, Rahmatullah Alayh, also has, in another tradition, narrated from Imam Sa'adik, Alayhi Salam, that, so as for those who believe in him, means, have believed in the Imam, and honor him and help him, and follow the light which has been sent down with him, these it is that are the successful. Means, they did keep away from Jibt and Takut, who are the first, Abu Bakr, and the second, Omar, and the third, Osman, usurpers of Caliphate, and their worship denotes their obedience. Ayashi has narrated from Imam Bagir, Alayhi Salam, that in this verse light means Ali ibn Abi Talib, Alayhi Salam. All the causes that have been narrated, while explaining the reasons of descent of Nur, can be mentioned here also, and they are very relevant to the cause of the revelation of this verse. The third and the fifth causes are also relevant from the viewpoint that, in the beginning when Allah sent the messengership, the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen was also sent along with it. The seventh verse. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect his light, though the unbelievers may be averse. The Holy Quran 61:8. It means that the deniers and the hypocrites want to puff out the light of Allah with a blow of their mouth, and to suppress religion with their false religions, like a man who wants to puff out the light of the sun with a blow of his mouth, and Allah is to complete his nur, even though the deniers may dislike it. The Blessed Kolani and others, Rahmatullah Alayhim, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Bagir, Alayhi Salam, that, people asked the meaning of this verse from Imam, Alayhi Salam, and he said, people wanted to wipe out the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen with their talks, and Allah completes the imama, as has been mentioned in another verse. Light of Allah means imama. People asked for the explanation of the subsequent verse. He it is who sent his apostle with the guidance and the true religion, that he may make it overcome the religions, all of them, though the polytheists may be averse. The Holy Quran 61:9. The Imam said that Allah is he who ordered his messenger to make Ali ibn Abi Talib his legatee, as vilaya is the true religion, so that he will complete his light along with the vilaya of the Ga'im of Ali Muhammad, that is to say Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, though the polytheists may be averse to the vilaya of Ali. That is even though the deniers may not like the vilaya of Ali. People asked, was this verse revealed like this? He said, yes. Ali ibn Ibrahim has, explaining the verse, Allah will perfect his light, though the unbelievers may be averse, narrated that Allah will complete his light through the Ga'im of Ali Muhammad, Imam Mahdi, until, at last, there will not be worship of anyone or anything, at any place, except the worship of only one Allah, as the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has said that, he, Ga'im of Ali Muhammad, would fill up the world with justice and equity, just as it was formerly full of injustice and oppression. It is narrated in Ikmaluddin from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that the earth never remains without an imam who is wise, and who enlivens and establishes, through true affairs or orders, that which people destroy. Then he recited the verse. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect his light, though the unbelievers may be averse. The Holy Quran 61, 8. Muhammad ibn Abbas has narrated that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, recited this very verse and said, by Allah, if you people give up the true religion and the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, Allah will not give up, that is, verily he will create groups who will adopt this religion, or he will make the Ga'im of Ali Muhammad appear, who would make the entire creation enter this religion. Likewise, it is narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen that one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, ascended the pulpit and said, Allah looked at people of the world as it should be seen, and then selected me from among all. Then he looked again and chose Ali, who is my brother, my heir, my legatee, and my caliph in my ummah, and the guardian, vali, and imam of every believer. Whoever befriends him has befriended Allah, and whoever becomes his enemy, has become an enemy of Allah. By Allah, no one befriends him except a believer, and no one becomes his enemy except an infidel. He is, after me, the light of the earth, and he is the pillar of the earth. He alone is the word of piety, kalima to takvat, and firmest handle rope, or vatol voskat, as mentioned by Allah. Then he, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, recited the verse, they desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, till the end, and said, O people! Those of you who are present here should convey my message to those who are not present. O Allah! I make you witness in this matter. Then he begins the continuation of tradition in his speech. Thereafter, Allah looked at the earth for the third time and, after me and after my brother Ali, chose 11 imams who will arrive one after another as his vicegerents. They are like stars in the sky, as when a star sets another one rises in its place. They are guides as well as rightly guided. No one can harm them, except the one who cheats them, and may not help them. These imams are all proofs of Allah on earth, and his witness before the creation. Whoever obeyed them obeyed Allah, and whoever disobeyed them disobeyed Allah. They are with the Quran, and the Quran is with them. They will not get separated from the Quran, until they come to me on the pond of Qasar. The 8th verse. O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, and believe in his apostle, he will give you two portions of his mercy, and make for you a light with which you will walk, and forgive you, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. The Holy Quran 57, 28. Commentators have translated it like this, O those people who have believed in the oneness of Allah, and who testify Muzat and Isat, refrain from Allah's anger, and believe in the Messenger of Allah. Or, O those who have apparently believed in Allah and his Messenger, believe in the Messenger from your heart, so that Allah may grant you two parts of that light by his mercy, two parts of that light or nur, in the light of which you may walk on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah may forgive you, and Allah is forgiving, kind. Some have said that here light or nur means the Holy Quran. The Blessed Kolaini and Ibn Mahiyar and others, rahmatullah alayhim, have, with many chains of narrators, narrated that two portions, keflain, means Imams Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and make for you a light with which you will walk, means, he may appoint an imam for you whom you may follow. Ibn Mahiyar has, with another chain, reported that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said that, two portions, or, keflain, means hasanan, imams Hassan and Hussein. And make for you a light with which you will walk, means a just imam whom they follow, and he is Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Likewise, Jabir Geofi is reported to have said, from reliable chains of narrators, that, two portions, or, keflain, means hasanan, and the statement, make for you a light with which you will walk, means Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhim as-salam. The same meaning is narrated by Furat Kafi via Ibn Abbas. It is also narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, two portions, or, keflain, means hasanan, and then he added, the one whom Allah grants grace, or makes our Shia, no calamity facing him in the world can harm him, even if he may have nothing, but grass to eat. Rahmat, mercy, means the mercy in the hereafter or the worldly mercy. Since the Imam is the greatest of all the bounties of Allah on his servants, in these traditions, he called both the mercies. It is also possible that the talking Imam and the silent Imam both may be meant in every age as both were then living, and that the description of both may also be as an example, and since Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, was like the greatest of worldly mercy, rahmat, from the viewpoint that he made a treaty with Muawiyah, and saved the life of the Shias, and has wrought Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was the greatest example of the other worldly bounties whose companions attained the highest degree of martyrdom. That is why, both these dignitaries have been mentioned exclusively and the word, tamshiyun, in this verse, might have been used, because of the walking or mashi'i on the spiritual path which results in mental perfection, and the attainment of heavenly ranks, and it is also possible that, mashi'i, is qiyamat as will be mentioned in the explanation of, yasan norahum.
The ninth verse. On that day, you will see the faithful men and the faithful women, their light running before them and on their right hand, good news for you today, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein, that is the grand achievement. On the day when the hypocritical men, and the hypocritical women, will say to those who believe, wait for us, that we may have light from your light, it shall be said, turn back and seek a light. Then separation would be brought about between them, with a wall having a door in it, as for the inside of it, there shall be mercy in it, and as for the outside of it, before it, there shall be punishment. They will cry out to them, were we not with you? They shall say, yeah. But you caused yourselves to fall into temptation, and you waited and doubted, and vain desires deceived you till the threatened punishment of Allah came, while the arch-deceiver deceived you about Allah. So today, ransom shall not be accepted from you, nor from those who disbelieved. Your abode is the fire, it is your friend and evil is the resort. The Holy Quran 57:12-15. Meaning, that day you will see that the light or nur of the believing men and women, every one of them, will be walking fast both in front of them and on their right side, and angels will tell them, good tidings of paradise for you beneath which rivers flow. You will live in them forever. This is the great success. And on that day the hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to the faithful ones, just wait for us or just look at us, so that we may also benefit from your light. In response they will be told, go back to the world, and gain light through faith, and good deeds, or return to the field of gathering, mahshar, or go wherever you like, because you will not get any share from us. Then, a wall will be raised between those believers and hypocrites having a door of divine mercy which is paradise, and beyond it would be divine anger which is called hell. The hypocrites will say to the faithful, were you not with us in the world? The faithful will say, doubtlessly you were, but you were indulging in hypocrisy, and were awaiting calamities to fall on the faithful, and you were in doubt about the religion, and aspirations had deceived you until the divine command came up, that is, death overtook you. And Satan made you unmindful of Allah. So now, you will not get any ransom, neither from Allah not from the deniers. Your dwelling place is hell, and only it is more suitable to you, and it is a very bad place for your return. It is mentioned at another place. O you who believe! Turn to Allah a sincere turning, maybe your Lord will remove from you, your evil and cause you to enter gardens beneath which rivers flow, on the day on which Allah will not abase the Prophet, and those who believe with him, their light shall run on before them, and on their right hands, they shall say, Our Lord! Make perfect for us our light, and grant us protection, surely thou hast power over all things. The Holy Quran 66, 8. Meaning, O faithful people! Repent for your sins from the bottom of your heart on the threshold of Allah, that is such repentance, Tawbah, after which you may not repeat those sins. It is hoped that your Lord will have mercy on you, and will forgive your sins, and will admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. On that day, Allah will not put His Messenger, and the faithful people to disgrace. On that day, their light, or Noor, would be walking before them, and on their right side, and they will be humming, O our Lord! Complete our light for us, and forgive us. Verily you are able to do everything. Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, regarding the divine words that, the Imam of the faithful will be their light or Noor, which will be walking ahead of them, and on their right, until it will lead them into paradise. In the tafsir of Furat, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is quoted when asked the meaning or tafsir of the statement, On that day, you will see the faithful men and the faithful women, their light running before them, that he said, The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that Noor or radiance or light, will be that of the Imam of the faithful which will, on the day of judgment, walk before them, when Allah will permit the Imam to go to their dwellings in the paradise of permanence, Jannat al-Adni, and the faithful will be behind them, until they enter paradise. And about Allah's words, and on their right hand, He said that you will take mediation, Vasila, of the Ali Muhammad holding their skirts, and they will catch hold of the skirt of Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and they will hold the skirt of Amirul Mu'minin, and he will be holding the skirt of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until they enter paradise along with these dignitaries. This is the tafsir of the words of Allah, on that day you will see the faithful men and the faithful women, their light running before them, and on their right hand, good news for you today, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein that is the grand achievement. The Holy Quran 57, 12. Ibn Shahr al-Ashub has, in Manaqibi, quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, the meaning of, complete our light or Noor for us, is make our Shias joined us. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, has, explaining the verse, wait for us, that we may have light from your light, said that the Lord of the universe will divide or curtail the light for the hypocrites, and that it will appear in the toes of their left feet, and will soon disappear, and that is why the faithful will pray, complete our light for us. Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the one who will have light in Qiyamah, will get salvation, and that every believer will surely have the light. Likewise, it is narrated in the explanation of the captioned verse that Allah, on the day of judgment, and in the hereafter divide the light among the people in proportion of their faith, and of the hypocrites. Then the light of the hypocrites will appear in their left toes, and it will disappear soon. At that time the hypocrites will tell the faithful, just keep standing where you are for a while, so that we may also get some benefit of your light. The faithful will reply, go back from where you have come, and ask for light from there. So the hypocrites will return, and a wall will come up between them. The hypocrites will call out to the faithful from the other side of that wall and ask, were you not with us in the world? They will respond, indeed we were. But your hearts made you incline towards sins by deceit, and you fell in doubt regarding the faith, and you were waiting for calamities to fall on the faithful. The 10th verse. So today ransom shall not be accepted from you, nor from those who disbelieved. The Holy Quran 57, 15. About the above verse the Imam said, By Allah, what is meant by this verse is neither the Jews nor the Christians, and Allah has not aimed here at anyone except the Ahl-e Qibla, those Muslims having common prayer direction. Your abode is the fire, it is your friend and evil is the resort. This means the hellfire is more deserving for you. It is mentioned in Amir al-Mu'mineen's Sermon of Ghadir, race towards what pleases your Lord, before a wall is raised in front of you, within which may be mercy, and without which, chastisement. At that time, your complaint will not be heard, and you will cry and weep, but no notice will be taken. It is narrated at length, in a tradition in Kessel, according to which Prophet of Allah said that, on the Day of Judgment, there will be five flags for my Ummah. The first flag will come with the Pharaoh of this Ummah who is the first hypocrite, Abu Bakr or Muawiyah. The second banner will be with Samari of this community who is the second hypocrite, Omar or Amr ibn As. The third pennant will be that of the Jasliq of this Ummah who is the third hypocrite, Osman or Abu Musa Ash'ari. The fourth flag will be of Abil Avar Salami, and the fifth will be, O Ali. Yours, under which will gather the faithful, and you will be their Imam. Then, the holders of the aforesaid four flags would be asked. Go back and seek light, and then a wall will be raised between them with a door in it. Inside it, will be mercy, wherein will be my Shias and devotees and those who would be with me, will be those who had remained with me, and fought against the rebel group. The door of mercy means, my Shias. The rebels, others, and the hypocrites would cry to my Shias asking, were we not with you in the world? Till end as mentioned above. Then, the Hazrat said, my Shias and the believers of my Ummah will arrive on the pond of Kassar, and I will have a staff of the Azaj tree in my hand, with which I will drive away my enemies from Kassar, just as camels are being driven away. It is narrated by Jabir Ansari in Kessel that, I was with the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the latter told to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Alayhi Salam, Allah has given seven virtues to your Shias and your friends, ease at the time of death, comfort in the horrible time in grave, light in darkness, safety from fear and anxiety at the time of Qiyamah, justice near the balance of deeds, crossing the bridge, Sirat, easily, and to be the first, while entering, paradise. Then he recited the verse. Their light running before them, and on their right hand.